My wife is now my mother's mother, and it makes me blue, for even though she is my wife, she's my grandmother too. Well, if my wife is my grandmother, I am her grandchild. Every time I think of it, it nearly drives me wild. For now I have become the strangest case you ever saw. As husband to my grandmother, I'm my own grandpa. Yes, I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. It seems funny, I know, but it really is so. Yes, I'm my own grandpa. Everybody sing now. Well, I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. It seems funny, I know, but it really is so. Yes, I'm my own grandpa.
Thank you. Got an Appalachian mountain dulcimer here, made by my good friend Sam Carroll out in Townsend, Tennessee, right outside the Smoky Mountains. You may notice I'm working with a capo for all you dulcimer players. Homemade, busted chopstick and a rubber band. Works real good for Chinese folk songs like tuning and stuff. Anyway, I'm going to sing an old, well, not really an old ballad, but a beautiful ballad from Scotland, written by one of my favorites. His name is Archie Fisher. And if you've ever heard Archie, you're in love. Apparently this is about place he calls home. Place called Western Island.
Tell him the world spins round, to watch the stars and to chase the
to see woman to keep him free. I came to Western Ireland, far as man can walk is my land. I cleared 10 acres in a house I built in the side of a hill.
Old noter here. Chickens crow in the old cow shed. Chickens crow in the old cow shed down in North Carolina. I'm waterbound and I can't get home. Waterbound and I can't get home. Waterbound and I can't get home now to North Carolina. Mad and I don't care, the old man's mad and I don't care, old man's mad and I don't care, laws I get his daughter. I'm waterbound and I can't get home, waterbound and I can't get home, waterbound and I can't get home now to North Carolina. If he don't give her up or gonna run away, if he don't give her up or gonna run away, if he don't give her up or gonna run away down to North Carolina. I'm waterbound and I can't get home, waterbound and I can't get home, waterbound and I can't get home now to North Carolina. Thank you. That, of course, was a lap dulcimer. I've got a hammer dulcimer here, too. This isn't a flying saucer, nor a chopping block. Of course, that's what they call it in Germany. This is a hammer dulcimer, and very ancient, thousands of years old. And what it is it's the original form of our piano. On our piano, you press keys and they trigger little hammers inside, which strike the string. With the hammer dulcimer, you just hold the hammers directly and strike the string yourself. So, I'd like to close my little set for this afternoon or this morning or whatever it happens to be out there with this hammer dulcimer piece. It's an old instrument, but it's a new piece. I just made it up a little while ago. So I'll be seeing you throughout the weekend. Come to my workshop, I think, tomorrow over there somewhere. Check your guides. Check the local listings. Here we go.
We wish we could give everybody an hour, and then that would take us to the 4th of July, and we could begin again celebrating Independence Day and Stephen Foster's birthday. But time gallops with all, and we must move on to the next delightful person, which is a family string band from Palatka. Donald K. Adams is the leader. They're from down that river that Gamble talked about, you know, over there, the St. John's River. Aren't they beautiful? Let's give them a hand.
But we're not going to disappoint you if you're looking for some good music. We're going to get off here in about 10 or 15 minutes. We don't have any stories to tell, but we do have a few songs we like to sing. And the first one we're going to play is called Highway Headed South. Nephew Michael Adams on the banjo, and on the other end, it's kind of hard to remember all this, but that's Mike Adams too. That's a brother, and brother Don, and I'm Jim Adams. And at this time, Michael's going to play a little tune called Foggy Mountain Breakdown. Thank you. Wait till he gets 13 years old. At this time, we're going to play a song and sing a song called Long Black Veil, a song that Johnny Cash made popular, but we changed it just a little bit.
What is your alibi? You were somewhere else, and you won't have to die. I spoke not a word, though it meant my life. I've been in the arms of my best friend for a while. He walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night went away. Nobody sees, nobody knows but me. Now the gallows is high and eternity's near. She stood in the crowd and shed not a tear. But sometimes at night when the cold wind moans and the long black veil, she cries on my bones. Black veil, she visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. Nobody knows but me.
Thank you. This time we gotta make a little change. Trying to see how confused we can get.
While he's getting them picks on, we're going to feature Jim on the banjo this time instead of Michael. We're going to travel down the road to little place in Kentucky called Louisville. This is 8 more miles to Louisville.
One day that I'd come back to do it from the start. Ain't 4 miles from Louisville, the hometown of my heart. Well, I have a picture in my mind of a little home. Just a cabin built for two, we're never more to roam. Place that's right for that love sight in those blueberry fields. We're gently below the Ohio, the place called Louisville. 8 more miles to Louisville is coming into view. 8 more miles to Louisville, I'm coming home to you. Knew one day that I'd come back and knew it from the start. 8 more miles to Louisville, the hometown of my heart.
Thank you.
Thank you. If you consult your program, you'll see that all sorts of workshops are going on. When you read down the program on the left-hand side, the schedule for Saturday, May 23rd, 1981, don't pay any attention to those dates on the right-hand side. They have nothing to do with the program on this stage. They have to do with when the workshops are taking place. And I want to remind you that we have a free bus, shuttle bus, that runs every now and then. And if you're lucky, you might catch it. You might catch it going down to the food shelter. It's for old ladies like me, you know, and the kind of ones that need a little help. All you youngins, walk. And with no more ado, I want to say about our next performer that I wish I lived next door to him, because he's just the bestest with the mostest as far as the auto harp is concerned. And we have one thing in common. He has red hair, and my hair used to be red. He didn't know that. Let's welcome the auto harp impresario of the state of Florida from St. Petersburg, Steve Stange.
How y'all doing? All right. How many of you remember third grade and having one of these in third grade? Thank you.
living on the midday sun. The sun is hot and it ain't no fun. Days are long when you're riding high, and I can ramble on and on. I got this coat, I got these shoes, I got this guitar and I got these blues. Hold them close so that I can move, and I can ramble on and on. Girl, well, she's the one I love. Well, she's my silver dollar queen. Well, gambling halls and the Lord above are two things she has seen. She says she wants me here, but then she says to go and don't come back until you do. Go and find what you need to know, and see the world if you need to. So I'm leaving on midday sun. The sun is hot and it ain't no fun. The days are long when you're riding high, dark and round. I can ramble.